It might not be obvious at first, but everything here is feminine.
So you can see, like, up in the ceiling, we have a curved lighting system so that it's very inviting. We have a lot of light fixtures that have a feminine, round features.
Paula Tariki is administrator of Women and Infant Specialty Health, or WISH. The WISH Tower Lobby is the gateway to nearly 100 infant beds, 50 labor and delivery rooms, and 9 specialty surgical suites. The outpatient women's clinic is triple the size of the one at the old Parkland, and it features new technology meant to cut down on time spent waiting in line.
And one of the features that you see here is our check-in kiosks.
These look like sleeker ATM machines where you enter your information, select a language, and skip the traditional check-in.
So that leaves a lot of time for our financial counselors to work with the patients who've never been with us before and need a full financial counseling.
For this giant safety net hospital, financial counseling is an important part of healthcare, and the setup across the street in the old building is a little tight.
Currently, we have little cubicles that are in our waiting room. They're not very private at all. They have little half walls. Patients are sitting, you know, shoulder to shoulder, so it's quite easy to overhear.
In the new clinic, there are private rooms with glass sliding doors. The exam rooms themselves look pretty standard, although Melissa Amy, director of services, points out a subtle but significant update. Label makers.
So that is one major difference.
That teeny little thing that's sitting over there?
That teeny little thing is very important.
Important for patient safety. Right now, nurses sometimes label specimens outside in the hallway or the lab, and that leaves room for mix-ups. So we've seen the feminine lobby, the high-tech check-in system, and a patient exam room. Next up, a whole new way of approaching labor and delivery.
Most of our patients today labor in a dedicated labor room. Then when it comes time to deliver their baby, that we have to leave that room, go down the corridor to a delivery room or to an operating room.
Doctors like Steve Bloom have to have cords and IVs wrapped up. It's chaotic.
If you could imagine being at the cusp of having your baby and being told, oh, by the way, we need to move down the hall, that's not ideal.
Here, the whole shebang, labor, delivery, and recovery, takes place in one of 48 private rooms. Each is outfitted with a flat screen where you can select meals and watch educational videos, like tips for breastfeeding. There's also standard TV for entertainment, just in case the new baby isn't entertaining enough. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.